Hello everyone. So I want to talk about my decision to live alone. So what will that look like for me? In all actuality, and I'm gonna do this whole episode off the top of my head, so I'm learning to trust my thoughts more than the thoughts of anybody else's. Trusting my inner voice more than the voice of anybody else's. So I'm going to give my wisdom out here in terms of my living alone. So I made a decision to live alone completely. And what would that look like for me? Well, I've learned that paying all the bills doesn't bother me. I've learned because I said to myself as a child that I'm going to be grateful and humble about the fact that when you pay all the bills, you're paying all the bills for internal prosperity, moral excellence in layman's terms. What that means is when I pay all the bills for my home moving forward, that means that I get to pay in a profundity sense to have positive people in my home. They're a part of my bills paying. In other words, when you give money to the IRS or to the housing industry leadership, one of the benefits of regular financial maintenance of one's home is that positive people get to be in and out of my home. Now, I'm not big on having a lot of people in my home because everything about me is quality over quantity, and my home moving forward will be no different. I don't live a life of I'm gonna do what I want to do. That's not my concentration. That's not something I emphasize. That's not even something I fixate on. I focus on I do what I need to do. What I need to do is to make sure that all the repairs are taken care of every month. All of the insurances are taken care of every month. And I need to make sure that moving forward, I only have the light on when I'm not asleep, when I'm in the room. When my lights will be off, it's because I'm no longer using that room for that day. And I'm asleep. So I've learned to cut down on the light bill. And on the water bill, I decided to no longer take long showers like I used to. I decided to take 2 to 5 minute showers or bathe for 2 to 5 minutes and then get out, because I've learned that I can still take care of myself and pay the least amount of bills because I don't use the water that much. Compared to a person who uses water for 30 minutes to an hour, they have more in the bills to pay. But because I have my own place, I have less bills to pay because I use it to a bare minimum. So I decided to treat my lights that way, the water that way, the heat that way. Where how can I use it where I don't give the IRS and the housing authority, housing industry leadership in America, more money? I want to give them less money. I still want to pay my taxes fairly, lawfully, where the IRS is pleased with me, where the housing industry in America is pleased with me. So I'm not going to cheat them financially. What I am going to do is cut down how much money that they could have. I'm like, no, I'm going to give you less because I use it less. Some people have to give more because they use it more. It could be light, heat, gas, water. I decided to cut down on the gas. Like, how can I use it to a bare minimum to the point where that's less financial stress for me to take on? And I decided to spend more of my money on like groceries. You know, eating in healthy dosages, healthy proportions, because when I do that, that helps me to not have to spend so much in groceries. Like if I eat the right amounts, or I drink the right amount of healthy water, healthy juices, for example, then I don't have to go to the groceries as much as a person who they just tear everything up and then they're like, oh my God, I was here like 3 days or 5 days ago, now I gotta go back to the store. It's like, no. When I cut down on the capacity of how much I eat well and drink well, that's less money that the grocery stores get from me. So then I decided, okay, what kind of people want to have in my home? I said, okay, I'm going to have people of excellent integrity in my home, but I'm going to keep the number small because one, it's less cleaning up I have to do. Two, it's much easier for me to remember people's names. And three, it's much easier for me to remember people's allergies, people's triggers, people's sensitivities, and people's quirks, people's preferences, so that when they're over, I know what to talk to them about, what not to talk to them about, what we joke about, what we don't joke about, what we watch on TV, what we don't watch on TV, what movies we watch or movies we don't watch, the basics of humanity and the basics of humaneness, the fundamentals of those things. And then when I think about, that's less cooking I have to do, that's less catering in terms of cuisines I have to consider, that's less food ordering I have to do. I decided to understand that most people that I love and care about can't be in my home. When you have somebody in your home, for what I'm learning, they have to be the cream of the crop in terms of noble character. I'm not saying they have to be perfect, because no one is. I'm not saying that they have to have superiority, because I don't do arrogance. I also don't do self-hatred. What I am saying is that very few people are equipped, well-equipped, to handle my home, my household culture. So I really came to the conclusion that I decided not to take on more than I ought. So me living alone means that only less than a handful of people can have occasional sleepovers in my home. Because it's for the most part, for me, it's mostly difficult to have people that can sleep over my home and I don't get triggered at all whatsoever. And I've learned that with chosen family, just like biological family, people become like your family. That's what chosen family means. They can be good at being your family, but it's okay if y'all not compatible in everything. And I really had to learn that, because it's very easy to romanticize chosen family, but you should never romanticize imperfect persons. Because that is highly delusional to do so. So what I decided to do is say, okay, that you can have chosen family. They can be in my home for a few hours and they gotta go. Not because they're toxicity, but because most people that are our chosen families cannot be overnight sleepover, occasionally speaking, material. And it's no different than with biological family. The same wisdom applies. The same rationality applies. The same logic and clarity applies. So it's kind of like for me, you're probably wondering, okay, you know, Antonio, we know you're a sexual being, so how do you live alone and balance your sex life? Ooh, that is an excellent question, and I get your point. Let me answer that question right now. So, when I think about that, I decided that most of my lovers, I'd rather have sex in their home. 'Cause very few lovers, for me, can actually have sex in my home and I feel totally comfortable. I think that it's better for me that way, because once I bring someone into my home, I recognize that they'll know intimate details of my life that I don't want all the world to know about. Not because of scandalousness, but because, hey, the world cannot handle everything about my home. And if they got the information, they may try to break into my home, you know? So there's certain things about my home that I'd rather just not have the world be exposed to. That's why I don't want to be on MTV Cribs. I don't want people to know the address so easily. I know that it's very difficult because you can type in a person's name and Google will show you their address. So it's like, okay, what I can do is not give my address out to everybody. I don't give my phone number in terms of cell work to everybody. I don't give my home phone to everyone. So there are things about my home that I don't want people to be too exposed to, you know? So you're probably wondering, but your lovers, what they want to be in your home? It's like, here's the thing. Every lover is different. They're all positive, but every lover has different dynamics. Some lovers, it's better if you have sex in their home. Some lovers, it's better if they have sex in your home. Some lovers, it's a mixture of sometimes we have sex in your place, sometimes we have sex in my place. Most lovers, from my understanding, are not good at the two residency sexual setting arrangement. Most lovers, it's better to pick one consistent, for the most part, place to have sex. Sometimes people want to change it up and be like, okay, let's have sex in this hotel or motel. And okay, my friend is okay with us having sex in their home, so let's do that. You know, those kind of things. So most lovers I have, it's better if I do it at their place, because once I give you my home, you pretty much are fully exposed to my inner life, because your home reflects that. So those are things about sex people really don't consider. And one of the reasons why I decided to have lovers that are what the world calls small in number. I'm not bashing people a lot as sex partners. I don't have a problem with that as long as they are wholesome human beings, sexually and non-sexually, then it's all good. But for me, the reason why I keep my lovers small, because I don't want too many people in my house. Plus, for me to have a lot of lovers in my home, that means that the headboards have been busted too many times, the bed's been broken too many times. And it's like, you know, if I keep it to like a small amount, I don't have to keep going to furniture stores and replacing beds all the time, or replacing what's in the bathroom or any other, you know, living room, any room that I have in my home, you know. So I figured that for myself, that is very important for me to honor that, to remember that. Like, if I have a lot of partners, it's not because I try to. It's because, wow, I have so many moral integrity people, meaning adults, that life situated it that way. That's not something that I aim for. I don't do hypermasculinity. I don't have warped views on femininity. So it's one thing to just be yourself, and life just gives you certain things. It's another thing to try to have those things. I'm like, people shouldn't try to have that. If life will give you that, as long as it's in moderation, you can have a lot of partners in moderation, then that's good. But I think more likely for me, I'll have a small amount of partners in moderation. Both are good as long as they're in moderation. And so I feel like I'm not trying to run through as many as I could. I'm not trying to have as many sex partners as I can. I really don't do those mentalities. I don't at all. What I do is that I say to myself, I'm quality. There are certain instances where quality means a lot of people. Quality is not always small amount of people. There's a lot of quality people out here. I just know that life tends to sprinkle them in short numbers, though. Yeah. So, quality usually means few. You know, fewer than fewer bar between, more bare minimum than the bare minimum, rarer than rare. But there are a lot of quality people in the world. So, getting back to my home life, what I've learned and what I've been able to gain is I get to have a life where I get to really, 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 really have a positive home where we all get to enjoy each other and we all actually love one another. And I get to have a home where I get to be very proud of myself, where for the most part, I'll be in the home. Does that mean that I don't ever have help? You know, if I have positive people in my life, they can help me out with groceries sometimes and the best repair men, repair women, repair non-binary people, you know, the best repair persons, and, you know, they can help me out with dishes, you know, dishwashing and cleaning. They can help me to decorate my home. They can help me to, you know, make sure that my home is well cleaned and well taken care of, that I'm not having fur balls or, you know, lingering hair lying around, and that the carpet is well done, and that, you know, I put my shoes where they belong, I put the mats where they belong, I put the chairs where they belong, and, you know, I had the proper food out, and that's what works for me to have, you know, they can help me situate the computer, and they can help me to situate my luggage, my suitcases, and packages. They can help me with how to you know, get my package for me sometimes, so I have that. And to have people protect my home, that's going to be an excellent thing for me too. And then it's going to be nice to also make sure that I know I'm going to live in a house soon. I know it's going to happen. I look forward to that day. I think it's going to be an excellent experience where a house means mortgage. I'd rather have mortgage than rent. No, just some rent payers and rent payments, but I want to own what I live in that I pay for every month. I don't want anybody to find loopholes in their own rules to evict me from my apartment. I want to make sure that my refrigerator, my stove, my glove compartment, they put those things where they belong to. I think that's going to work. Nothing that I notice is that I get to have scenery where I know how to do my closets, and, you know, where to how to get coat hangers, jacket hangers, and just stuff in general for myself, where I know how to fold, I know how to make sure that I definitely have what I need, so I'm not wondering how I'm gonna get clothes and stuff like that. I got the right people to help me to make sure I always got clothes. And I'm not really into name brand clothes or luxurious clothing. I just want regular clothes where I don't want to get a lot of attention for what I wear, you know. I want to wear average clothes. And I decided, and I think I said this before, but I'm gonna say it again, but I'm giving new information. I want to live in a medium-sized home. Not too small, not too big. I do not want to live in a mansion. I do not want to live in a yacht. I do not want to live in a castle. I do not want to live in a palace. I do not want to live in a McMansion either. I'm just not attracted to the Big Willie style. I don't want any jewelry. I don't want any luxurious vehicles. I do not want any maids. I don't want any butlers. I don't want, like, chauffeurs I have to pay. 'Cause all these people you gotta pay, I'm just like, I'd rather not. And I don't want to have chefs who cook and cooks because they gotta be paid. I just don't want to spend all that money on all these people. I love these people. I just don't want to be a reason for them to have to extract money from me. I like to keep people employed, but not in these contexts. I do not want to live on a house on a hill. I respect Frederick Douglass and Cedar Hill. I'm just not a Cedar Hill type of person like he was. I'm not a person who wants to have, you know, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10 rooms. I'm just not a person who likes to have a lot of rooms in my home. I'm a simple living minimalist person. And when I say medium, meaning I have enough room to breathe, and I don't feel confined, and I don't feel lost, I don't feel out of place, I don't feel overwhelmed. I don't have an underwhelmed way of thinking. So I love to live where I have everything I need. I don't fixate on my wants. I respect my desires because they're all legitimate. But I don't live a life of, you know, going to every A-list party that I'm invited to, or going to every VIP sectioned event that I'm invited to. I'm not gonna always say yes. And when I do go, it's not about, oh, I get to hobnob with other big name people. For me, it'll be about, how can I meet people networking in the name of overcoming social injustice with social justice, overcoming evil with good. You know, I want to overcome evil with good, because that will help me out. And I feel like that's going to really be a joyful experience for me, where I'm going to have fun, you know, responsible fun, lawful fun. You know, I'm going to eat with people and drink with people and dance and boogie with people. But my agenda will be, how can I network so I can make life easier for rape crisis centers and domestic violence shelters? That will be my attitude of, how can I feed more hungry people? How can I clothe more naked people? How can I give healthy water to thirsty people? How can I overcome dehydration and starvation? How can I bring more affordable, safe, quality housing to the homeless? How can I give healthy entrepreneurship and good jobs to the jobless? That will be more of my concentration when I go to these events, because other A-listers can help me with these things. Even people that are not considered A-listers, even people who are VIP, who are not VIP people, can help me with these things. The VIPs and A-listers can help too. I'm just going to leverage these people to help me to do more of what I've been called to do. And I decided that I want to spend more time with people who have been traumatized by life. What does that mean? I want to spend time with people who know what it's like to have it hard in life, who feel like they lived a life of inner death, the dispossessed, the oppressed, the chronic stressed. That's how I want to spend my most time with. So I'm going to spend more time volunteering, and I'm going to spend more time contributing to political liberation, economic equality, wealth equality, income equality minded entities. So I'm going to spend more time volunteering than being at A-list VIP events. So I'm going to say yes to volunteer work more than I'm with other big names functions. That's why sometimes I'll be saying no to certain events and functions, because I want to be a global icon of a servant leader. I don't want to be too accessible. I also don't want to be not accessible enough, you know. And that's where the right people help me, because I imagine what kind of global icon I wanted to be, because I know I'll be a public figure eventually. And I decided I like to live the way itinerant people do, you know. I want to rely on the kindness of kind strangers. I want kind strangers to take me into their home so I can have overnight stays, so all my basic human needs can be met appropriately, lawfully, and reasonably. I want to be able to learn other people's household cultures. I want to learn what I've never learned before in consciousness. Maybe I've learned in subconsciousness, just now it's in my consciousness as well as my subconsciousness. And I want to overall have most of my protection by the global public. That way I don't have to rely on bodyguards so much. I don't mind bodyguards. I don't have to rely on them so much, because when you treat people well, they'll protect you in a lot of ways better than security guards, because people be vigilant, like, okay, I'm gonna make sure they don't talk this way to Antonio. I'm gonna make sure they don't come at Antonio wrong. I'll make sure that they don't try to ruin Antonio's life, because if they do, we're gonna have them, they're gonna have no choice but be forced to live with regrets and remorse for how they treated me. So I just don't like living alone. It's a part of it, because my living alone, I'm not saying I don't have any help. I just told you the type of help I have. It just means that the life that I plan to live and going to live, it means that I get to live it in peace, where I'm not desperate. So my home will be a non-religious sanctuary. I'll be the royal figure of my own castle. And when I say royal figure, I don't mean like the ones in England. I'm talking about, that's my healthy self-esteem for me. I'm not pretentious. I'm just meaning that I run my household. No one runs it for me. And I run my household correctly. I'm the one with the biggest impact of positivity in my home. I'm the one with the biggest impartation of positivity in my home. So I decided when I grow up more, because you never stop growing up, even though we are grown-ups, that I'm going to have a home that I'm going to be extremely, extremely proud of. So that's what I wanted to share in terms of my living alone. And I do need to say this. My living alone is not about proving how grown I am, how grown and sexy I am. I don't care about those things. My living alone has nothing to do with trauma. My living alone is independent of any kind of trauma. And my living alone is independent of all kinds of trauma. But this is what I want to say. My living alone is basically, it's the best residential circumstances for me to heal the 5-year-old boy within me. Continuously, daily. I'm giving myself the home that I was robbed of in childhood. Even if I had a healthy home, I'm wired to live alone naturally. I'm not wired to live with others for prolonged periods of time. I would live with others sometimes, occasionally, but primarily, I'm going to be living alone. I am the happiest alone by nature. Even if what happened to me as a child didn't happen, I would still be living solo. I'm not lonely. I have healthy companionship in my life. So in closing, I say, living alone is the only effective way for my independence and my freedom to not be stifled. I am the best greatest, most effective roommate I ever had to myself. Be honest, I don't like living with other people. I don't like living with somebody else. But these kind of strangers occasionally will be people that I actually like to live with. And kind stranger I meet sometimes will be someone I like to live with. But for the most part, I don't really like living with other people. I don't like living with others because I like to abide by my own rules. I think my rules are better than the other rules that other people would have for me anyway.